are you ready? John chapter 3 verse 16. You should know that one, yeah? John 3, 16. You should be able to quote it without looking at your Bibles, right? Alright. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that you? You have everlasting life. Some people are careful. If I say it, wouldn't I jinx it to have everlasting life? That, what a scripture. A theologian famously said, if you did not hear anything Jesus said in his 33 plus years, hear this one. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but he will have everlasting life. Don't be like some people. Now, this did not happen to me, but I was privileged to talk to a pastor who, he teaches in a seminary. And so he said, someone approached him and said that he has an issue with John 3:16. Now, the issue is not everlasting life or no everlasting life. Some people argue against that. It's not everlasting. Pick anyone. Okay, you don't have everlasting life. Are you okay? You know, we have passed that stage of arguing with people whether you have everlasting life or you don't have. There is no worry. Okay, you don't have. You know, he's not everlasting life. You cannot say that you don't have everlasting life like that. Oh yeah, you don't have it. You have everlasting death. He said, no, I don't have a last name. I forbid it. So which one do you have? Amen. So he said, he was talking to someone. You know, we are in such a world now. So the person said he has an issue with this thing, and it's not everlasting life or not everlasting. I said, with the pronoun. You know, when you just think that you have seen everything all, some people will come and the devil will inspire them to more stupid things. He said, why will he say he gave his, that God is not his? That God is neither his or are. He shocked you. Me too. Like, out of everything you can take in a verse, pronouns are your problem. So, I started discovering that people now have different pronouns. There is he, there is she, there is he. Which one are you? I have everlasting life. Out of all the pronouns in this world, I know I am born again. You know, so let's be clearing our own pronouns. I am born again. I have eternal life. I have the Spirit of God. So you can be your transes. You know, it doesn't make sense. And the funny thing is that facts don't care about your feelings. I remember I was working in the hospital one time, and someone said that we have trans men who can give birth. I said, there is no man that can give birth. No doctor is going to conduct any fertility test on a man to check his uterus. Because he does not have. I don't know why I'm saying this, but like I've been saying in I think I said this in like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, how that the multiplicity of all these mental issues. Amen. Because the mental issue when you say you are not one person, and I'm seeing you, and you say you are 5,000 people, is that not demonic? I'm not going to quote it. If we are in a public space, work and all that, you can allow that. In the house of God, we must call it what it is. Amen? Because it's going to multiply in the coming. Yes. So we have to really know that in the beginning, God made Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Not Adam and Steve. Amen? So I have issues with the pronouns. Interesting. Because I started wondering. So I saw a documentary. A teacher said, girls must be allowed to join Boy Scouts. I said, listen to yourself. Boy Scouts. You must be biologically male. Amen? You must be biologically male. Maybe that's one of the things God is going to correct in this meeting for some people. Maybe you're already thinking, in my body, I feel like a white man. You're not. Amen. One came to me one time. He said, I told him, I said, this is demonic. He said, no. I know it. I'm not a man. I'm a woman. I said, you. If I leave you with a fine sister for 35 days, she will not be the same. Amen. And you're not laying hands. He said, I said, how old are you? He said, 22. I said, why not 60? He said, because I'm not 60. I'm 22. I said, oh, you're 22. You're not 60. Why are you not 60? Can't you feel 60? He said, no, I know I'm 22. I said, that's the same way I know you are male. You. Don't run you. Of everybody in this world, I'm sure you are male. Say it after me. I am male. So he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Don't let the devil distract us. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the conversation that led to this is quite important. Very important. So you look at John 3 verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. We are going to be looking at Nicodemus a lot. This believer's meeting. Amen. Named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher that came from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do, except God is with him. Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, very important, straight away you see the importance of meetings. Nicodemus took time to meet with Jesus. At night, anyhow you want to call it, but he took time to meet with Jesus. And that single meeting brought about the most popular verse that you can hear about, John 3:16. There are meetings that will change your life. Tomorrow morning we'll look at Nicodemus properly. Amen. Morning, afternoon, very, very important sessions. You know how we do it, right? We lay foundations on Friday evening, right? And then on Saturday morning we consume. Okay? So Jesus straight away gave him his own peace. Except a man be born again, John 3:3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Look at the first appellation Nicodemus gave Jesus. You are a teacher from God. So the man of God is primarily not a healing minister. He's good. Healing of the sick is what is part of the signs of the gospel, Mark 16:17. But the pastor is not primarily a healing minister. He's not primarily a miracle worker. Mm-mm. You are a teacher come from God. Amen? When I was younger, I'm still young, very young, probably the youngest yet. But now, when I was younger, I used to conduct healing meetings. I still do. Amen? I still do. But like almost every meeting was healing meeting. In fact, my friends told me one time, I think I've shared it in church. He said, you can never pastor. Like, you don't have the, what they call it, the calmness. To teach. You probably will not say that now. Hey, don't the calmness to teach. Any little thing. Demonstration of the spirit. Demonstration. People are falling. And, you know, that used to look like that's how you are MOG. How else can people know that God called you? If you would not fall. Amen. Now, if I lay hands and you want to fall, sometimes I can even grab you back. Don't fall. Don't worry. Amen. There's no need. Or just say you want to sleep on the grass. Hallelujah. It says you are a teacher that came from God. But Jesus did not bother with the appellations. He's not bothered with titles. Oh, you are a teacher. You are a bishop. Someone corrected me. I'm not a pastor. I'm a bishop. Sorry, sir. It's the same thing. It's just like saying, I'm not a teacher. I'm a tutor. I beg you. Which one is which one? Amen. You know, teachers don't correct them. They say educator. Hallelujah. Oga, is your salary not the same? As a teacher, as an educator, he said, I'm not a tailor, I'm a fashion designer. Will you sew clothes or not? That's the same thing. So, if you say bishop is the way the Greek understands it. Pastor is the way the Jews understand it. Pastor will mean a shepherd. Bishop will mean someone who oversee. They are going to do the same thing. Amen. Jesus is not concerned about titles. No, some people, if you call them bro, they're angry. Say, call me minister. Minister, oh well. I'm a minister. I'm not just a bro. What's the difference between bro and minister? Hallelujah. Right, but Jesus went straight to what God will have us do every time. You must be born again. I want to believe everybody in this house is born again. Amen. You are born again? Huh? You know, what do I call those? They are shouting verbs. When people ask, are you born again? You'll say, very well. I'm born again. Hallelujah. I told you, when I first got to Unilag, that year, my roommate, as I entered the room, he said, welcome, introduce yourself. I said, my name is Yemi, and I think you need to know that I'm born again. They were looking at me. Fanatic, call me whatever you are. Are you born again? Because I pity you. Amen? Because I am born again. So Jesus said, let's go. Then we are laying foundations. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Same thing. So Jesus did not mince words. He didn't start as Nicodemus was ailing him. You know, there's ailing. Say, ah, the way you teach is from God. Someone told me once, I said, you are the Paul of our generation. I said, me. I still have a lot to learn. He said, you are the teacher of the body of Christ. Me. I said, you are the principal. Allah Kuba. How can you call me teacher of the body of Christ? You know, Jesus is not asking, you know, there's the way guest ministers do. So you are the teacher. Nobody says this thing. My son. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't start collecting seed. He went straight for it. Are you born again? Hallelujah. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What seed is the word Eido? E-I-D-O. He's not with the physical eyes. Is the same word you to know, to experience, to be a part of. So it's not primarily about sight. It's not primarily about sight. It's about what? Knowledge. It's about experience. Except a man be born again, which is the word we are going to look at. Oh, I've not told you the title, have you? Okay, yeah. We'll look at the title later. Let's learn. So, except a man be born again, he cannot experience the kingdom of God. He cannot experience the kingdom of God. We are going to explore the kingdom of God tomorrow. A bit. But look at verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? How many of you have heard crazy questions on outreach? Yes, sir. You not heard, see, question that you ask, are you listening to what I just said? I remember one time, I was preaching, was it a campus? I can't remember. But I was still in school. So I was preaching and I said, Jesus, Son of God. The guy said, who is God's wife? If you say Jesus is the Son of God, that means God is the Father. I said, yes. By the Spirit. He said, live by the Spirit. Live by Spirit. Live, I don't want to hear anything. There is Son, there is Father. I said, where is Mother? Your mother is at home. Hallelujah. Son means he came from God. So you have crazy questions. Jesus is experiencing the same thing. He said, how can a man be born the second time? Is he not old? Will he have to enter into his mother's womb and be born? Different kind of questions. Then Jesus answered him well. In verse 5. Are you with me? So Jesus answered him and said, I say unto you, when Jesus says verily, you have to listen. He said it in verse 3. He said it again, verily, verily, I say unto you, except man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Again, don't mince words. Don't be like some people. I've heard people saying, some people can see the kingdom, but they will not enter. Verse 3. That verse 3 and verse 5, there are different stages. It's Nigerian university that changed your brain. A lot of, how can you say, if you see, you will not enter? Okay? Some people some people are sons of God. We have children of God. We have sons of God. Like your son is not your child. You are not doing Bible study. Just in the common sense. He said, you graduate from children of God to sons of God. How? By washing plates. You know, you just want to sound deep. No, it's not deep. Amen. It's not what? It's not deep. Don't force it. It's not deep. He said, there's a kingdom of God. There's a kingdom of heaven. He said, there are 7 ways to just transit. When I hear hearing words like realm, move, levels. Okay, where are we going to? Are we born again or not? Let's know that one. Amen. See, I'm in God's kingdom. Are you born of the Spirit? I'm in God's kingdom. So it says, except a man be born. So he's answering verse 3. He's still saying the same thing to Nicodemus. He's still saying the same thing. We are looking at the very basic of Christian faith. Except a man be born again. Sometimes some of us don't even know the meaning of born again. You don't say it. Except a man be born again, he cannot experience God's kingdom. Then Nicodemus said, how can a man be born? He's already 32. He's already 35. He's already 40. He's already 70. He's already 5. He's already 10. How can he go back to his mother's womb? Jesus said, I'm saying it to you. Except a man be born of water. Now, he's using water because Nicodemus is a Pharisee. And we're going to look at that tomorrow. Because eventually, he told Nicodemus, are you a teacher of Israel? And I have to tell you these things. Because he's saying, if you are a teacher of Israel, you know what I'm talking about. Why are you pretending? And we're going to look at the fall of Nicodemus in John 3. Because Jesus really dealt with him. And so he said, he's answering verse 4 and he says, you have to be born of water and of the Spirit. Else you cannot experience the same thing, what enter, esekomai. E-I-S-E-R-C-H-O-M-A-I. You don't need that one. To enter, to experience, to be a part of. To be a part of. It's the same word Paul used in Romans 5 when he says, through one man, sin entered into the world. Sin became part of man's experience. Does that make sense? Alright, so it's not about that there's a kingdom of God and you are entering like this. You know, some people think that heaven, okay, anytime I say this one, I don't want trouble, say amen. Heaven, there's a place, street of gold. How now? Is that not earth already? Anywhere that has gold, mineral resources. Don't be any good with that. It's to see coal. You are partial. There's no coal in heaven, in your head. Coal is in a fire. Gold is in heaven. Silver is in heaven. But the devil said, I have gold and silver. Better be weighing it very well. But let's go back. Are we in the God's kingdom now? When Jesus was on the earth, was he in God's kingdom? Eh? Did John say, I see the heaven open? Did he die? So he saw the heaven open and he was alive. Did Stephen see the heaven open in Acts 7 and he was alive? So which heaven did you go to and you have to die? No, it's just questions. That's not even for tonight. Hallelujah. Let's just look at being born again. Amen. So he said, except a man be born again, be born of water and the Spirit. Is this the same thing as being born again? Alright. He cannot enter into God's kingdom. Verse 6 is very important to us. Then he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Please read, look at the Bible. Don't look at me. I'm not that fine. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. A lot to explore. But let's look at the word born again. So our title for Believers Meeting this year will be the outpouring of the Spirit. Amen. We want to look at the outpouring of the Spirit. So he said, except a man be born again. A term we use day to day and we don't know what it means. When I was in secondary school, they used to call me SU. It's funny because a lot of people are not like that. Because I used to preach. I had a friend. Literally, we used to call him Hallelujah. That, I don't know, Ejilade. We used to call him Hallelujah. Those are the people I worked with. Of course, there was a time prayer pressure came. I was working with some big boys. I was not influenced, but I was still preaching. But I said I wanted to influence them and all of that. Amen. And I found myself wearing black socks. I said, you know black socks? You know black socks? That's when you know that you're already graduating to the bad gang. Black socks, sag. Now I cannot sag. My father will kill me. So, and my mother will kill me too. Kill. So sag is out of it. Amen. But black socks, it is. Amen. So this is coming else here. And I thought being born again meant that you're going to put your, so I used to put my shorts almost as my navel. You know what that means? People will see you as, then you carry your Bible under your armpit. Then when you see, you know, boy and girl talking in one corner, you give them the stare, the holy stare. The funny thing is that I was giving them holy stare and all that. I was writing love letter. Not for myself. Amen. Not for myself. It's business. I was good with writing. My handwriting was fine. I was poetic. Just pay me 50 naira. So I'll write it. I will design for you. I will do all the cupids, everything. Buy envelope. There's a way we do it. It's a package. Then I'll deliver it. But I was still the one that would look at you and say, because I thought being born again is about your outlook. Now, it's going to affect your outlook, but it's not all about your outlook. So, it says being born again. So let's look at the word born again. You ready? Come on. Are you ready? You know, Jesus wants us to know the meaning of words. In Matthew 16, he asked disciples, who do men say that I am? If he was not interested in how you think, he's not going to ask that question. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say you are Elijah. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are John or some other prophet. He said, who do you, as you are talking like that, you know how to talk. Who do you say that I am? He said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, you are right. So he's interested in what we know. Amen. So be born again. Let's look at the word born again. Two words together. It's the word genao anothing. Now I'm going to spell it before you go and spell nonsense. G-E-N-N-A-O. That's the word to be born. G-E-N-N-A-O. Then the word again is the interesting one. Is the word anothing. A-N-O-T-H-E-N. Now, you might discover that the pronunciation of these words are a bit wrong. I didn't say the spelling. I didn't say the meaning, the pronunciation. I was privileged to be talking to a theologian from, he's Jewish. He was laughing at me, said he listened to some of our teachings. He said, great. He said, but I laugh. I said, it's a serious teaching. Is that a prophet? The one we did on Jesus of Nazareth. The other prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, quite some theology. And he said, that was deep, but I was laughing throughout. I said, why? Say your pronunciation. I'm a Yoruba boy. You pronounce your leg back. Let me see. Oh, Koko Michael. Oh, Abuleba. He's Abuleba. Alright. Genao anothing. Now, genao born means to regenerate, to bring forth. Basically to born. You know, very simple. So the real determinant here will be the again. Again. So, since Nicodemus already, you already understand what it means to be born. He already exists. So, you already know what it means to be born. So, we need to look at that word again. Born again. Anothing. Now, the word again is not used for second time. It's not used for repetition. You know, in English, you say, again means, if you say, can you come again? Again means, repeat yourself the second time. Or do it the second time. Or say it the second time. But in the Greek, and that's why Greek words sometimes, they bail us out in Bible study. Most times. Anothing means above. It has nothing to do with a second time or a third time. It has everything to do with top, beginning, above. We're going to look at the way it's used in the Bible. You go to Matthew 27. You learn something tonight? Matthew 27. We're looking at the word anothing again. We're looking at it again with the outpouring of the Spirit. Amen. Matthew 27 verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from the top to the bottom. The word top there is the word anothing again. How on earth are you going to know it's the same word without Greek? How on earth? You know, I've seen people condemn the use of Greek word in the preaching of the gospel. You cannot totally do it because the Bible was not written in English. This is without bias and sentiment. Listen to yourself. The Bible was not written in English. The moment you take a piece of literature from one language to the other, you lose piece of information. There is no way you translate pajak pajak in Yoruba to English without having to go back to pajak pajak. If you translate it literally, it's kill dog. Which dog are you killing? And Kwaja Kwaja is not killed dog. That's pins and needles. Somebody say, which one is pins and needles, pastor? That thing that happened to you when you put your leg up for a while. You understand now? In that business, it's... Aha. But in Yoruba, you call it Kwaja Kwaja. What's Kwaja Kwaja? You know, some verbs are easy. If I say, arrive. What's the past tense? Arrived. Suddenly, which school did you go to? If I say, arrive. Want. That's why you are doubting yourself. You say, I'm not going to talk. This is a setup. Want. Miss. Go. Gone is also what went. Wait. You are going far. Why is it not goed? There is no single character in go that is in went. So you have to study language. The study of language is part of Christianity. You can't take it away. You can't. Because how else do you know that the same word that Jesus was born again is the same word that Matthew writes as that the veil of the temple was torn from top and has the same word again. You see the same thing repeated in Mark 15:38. The veil tore. But very importantly in John 3. Are you there? Are we learning something? In John 3 verse 7. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. That's the same word, anothing. Verse 31, John 3:31. He that comes from above is above all. That's the word anothin, above. He that comes from above. John 19, verse 11. Jesus answered and said, thou hast no power at all against me, except it's given to you from above, anothin. Again, verse 23, John 19, 23. Open your Bible. That's why you're in church. Or is it Quran you brought? John 19, 23. Then the soldiers, when they are crucified, Jesus, they tore his garment, made it into four parts. Every soldier took a part. And now the coat was without seam, woven from the top. That's the word. So, if you look at the repetition now, if you are going to use the word anothin, primarily you are going to say it means what? Above. Top. Beginning. Amen. So, go back to John 3. Let's look at some other usages. Acts 26. Acts 26. Verse 5. Which knew me from the beginning. The word beginning is the word anothin. Which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straightest sect of our religion, I leave the Pharisee. They knew me from the beginning. This is Paul talking. Galatians 4. So there's no time you see the word anothin used, and it was used for it to repeat something. No, not at all. It's used for above. It's used for beginning of things. It's used for top. Galatians 4, verse 9. But now, after you have known God, or rather you are known of God, I'll turn you again to the weak and the beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. What? Again. That is, you are going back to where you started from the beginning. It's not about repetition, it's about saying, God saved you, then you have turned again. You have went back to your beginning. Just like Paul said, if you knew me from the beginning. James 1, verse 17, every good gift and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, from above. John 3:15. That is John 3:15. James 3:15. This wisdom descends not from above. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is above is first pure. So every time, go back to John 3, please. Are we together? Am I fast? No. How about that one? Before you say yes. Alright. Go back to John 3. So let's establish something. This is where we are. Every time you see born again, is it about being given birth to the second time? Okay. So it's about what? Born from above or born from the top. Let's just put it like that. You don't need to read anything to it. Born from above, born from the top. Go back to John 3. So Jesus speaks to Nicodemus. Then he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus, I want to think, again, I will still trash this his question, but let's give him a benefit of doubt. He said, can a man go back? I want to say he's intelligent. In the next 2-3 sessions, Pastor, I'm telling you future now, I will say it's a foolish question. But now, let's say it's an intelligent question. So he says, born again. Can a man go back to his mother's womb and be born the second time? Then Jesus said, by the Spirit. Verse 6 builds it out. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's the answer. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. What is he saying? The natural birth is all it is. Natural. The one I am talking about affects your spirit. I'll say it again. That which is flesh is flesh. So the one you're talking about, can a man go back to his mother's womb and say, leave that one. That is natural. That is flesh. Say, but that which is spirit, that which is born of the spirit, is spirit. So who will be born again? Your flesh or your spirit? Okay. Talk now. The spirit. So he's saying, you will bring forth the spirit from above. We are going to understand every single detail of what I'm talking about in the coming sessions. You are going to understand what it means to be born again. So he says, this is not about going back to your mother's womb. That is natural. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. I'm talking about your spirit coming anew. I'm talking about the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So,
Yes, we don't.
Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. So don't be surprised. That's why when you accepted the life of Christ and you gave your life to Christ, and you know, your skin complexion did not change. I mean, you grew lighter. Or you grew darker. Say, why did I even give my life to Christ? I don't want to be dark. Huh? Or you grew slimmer. You know, this generation, everybody wants to lose weight. Especially sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are looking for everything in this life to lose weight. And there are easy solutions. Like HIV. Amen. Ah, you don't need an easy solution. Very easy. You don't have to do anything. You will not miss diet. Easy. Peasy. Is diabetes not an easy solution? But that's not yours. Amen. I bet you want it. Uh-huh. If you have it, you can be healed. Hallelujah. Healing is free. You believe that? As we're talking now, healing is happening. You believe that? You don't need to do rigmaro. God's power is available. He's supplying energy right now. Hallelujah. So he says, except a man be born again. He said, don't be surprised, Nicodemus. I'm telling you to be born again. But let's go on. The wind blows where it wants. Ooh. Jesus is coming home to Nico. He said, Nicodemus, the wind blows where it wants. I'm going to ask a very serious question. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone born of the Spirit. I didn't say so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Say, so is everyone. That's how you are born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said, how can these things be? This is where Jesus vexed. Have you heard that Jesus vexed before? This is where, you know, have you been on Adrian? You are just answering the question. And the person goes and says, listen. Have patience. Fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. Mine. Pastor says, mine. I bring forth fruit. Okay, let me do another fruit for you. Fruit, yakpa. So, Nicodemus, too much stupid questions. He has it. First, he said, a man will go back. Just say, no. The natural is natural. Because I've heard people say, born of water is amniotic fluid. When you teach, I have the privilege of teaching, privilege really, of teaching pastors in some academies. And the kind of questions I hear sometimes, say, born of water, that just, there's a revelation, there's amniotic fluid. Amniokini. That is, you know, when you give birth to a baby, there's a water that comes out. Say, that's born of water. Then you have to be born of spirit. That means that you have to be a human being first. I say, no, don't go there. Stop, Shebe. Amen. Something will surprise you. Let's go on. So Nicodemus answered again. This again is a repetition. Verse 9. There's no again there. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Now, like I told you, Jesus was intentional with the use of wind, which we are going to explore. Verse 10. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, that polished it up. There's no way John wanted to say Jesus was angry. But I can hear the tone. Jesus answered and said unto him, are you a teacher of Israel? And I have to tell you these things. Then Sola Karo, be born again. It's not about the flesh, it's about the spirit. It's about the kingdom of God. And you're saying, how can what? Nico, sorry, are you here to tempt me? Say, Jesus was, or it might not be anger. It might be another emotion. Nicodemus. How many times did I call you? Do you want the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory? Do you want me to punish you? Do you want me to punish you? Yes or no? Why are you asking me these questions? Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? That means, listen very well. Jesus must have said things that he expects Nicodemus to understand as a teacher of the Old Testament. He says, how can you say you are teaching God's people and you did not get the clue from everything I just said? I say wind. I say spirit. I say, Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen. And you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? But let's focus on that question. Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know it. So meaning that Israel was born again. Or better put, we can see the motions or the type, like Boragian we call it, the example of being born again in Israel. Don't forget, this nation, listen very well, was in slavery for how many years? 400 plus. Amen. They were actually, God told Abraham that they would be in slavery for 400 years. They were there for 430. Sometimes you can change prophecy by yourself. 430. They said, God, we will surprise you. We add 30 to it. In rebellion. Hallelujah. Israel was in slavery. And then God took them out of Egypt into another land. And he told them, the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. Then Israel became a new nation. A new birth out of the wilderness. Nicodemus knew that. Nicodemus was aware that Israel was in exile in Babylon, and God called them out of slavery and brought them together as a nation again. A new birth. A new beginning. We're going to look at all these themes and motifs. Then he says, are you a teacher of Israel? And I still have to tell you this. But the one that is surprising most, and I feel Nicodemus ought to have gotten the clue immediately, was when Jesus said, the wind blows where it wants. Who does your mind go to, please? Bible students? Glorious House Church? Which book? I said, Pastor, you didn't prepare us for this one. Set up. It's now the righteous, they say, are blue as lion. Lions, if they die, but talk. Huh? Anyone? If you say it, you can preach tomorrow morning. The wind blows where it wants. It's easy to go say Isaiah. You know Isaiah will cover a lot of that. But don't say Isaiah. The wind blows where it wants. Then he says, so is a man born of the Spirit. I have given you the clue. How many of you did what do you call it? Miming. This is miming game. I've given you the clue. The wind blows where it wants. You that you have risen Jeremiah. You have risen Judas Iscariot. He said, who does man go? Judas. He went where he wanted. The wind blows where it wants. Ezekiel 37. Let's go there. You learning something? So, Jesus was not, he wasn't just actioning by saying, are you a teacher of Israel? You didn't know this thing. No, he expects every Israel teacher to have read Ezekiel's prophecy. He says, how do you think a man is born of the Spirit? He says, it's the wind. The wind. Thank you, Jesus. The wind goes where he wants. You don't know where it's coming from, but you hear the sound. Say, you hear the sound. Say, you hear the sound. Say, so is a man born of the Spirit. Ezekiel 37. Are you ready now? You know the story. The valley of the dry bones. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. He set me down in the midst of the valley. Open to your Bible to Ezekiel and stop looking. Normally I used to walk to the back. Let me try. Oh yeah. Ezekiel 37. Say, Pastor Timbo. Yeah, Ezekiel, she, Lord God, Jesus. You don't have a Bible? Share with your neighbor. You have a Bible? Okay, your phone. Okay. Ezekiel, are we there? Oh, yeah. I'm calling your name. If you are Ezekiel, God bless you. Ezekiel 37. You there now? Verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Say they were dry. So, were there bones already? Good. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, O Lord, God, you know. And he said, prophesy to these bones. Say unto them, O you dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus hear the word of the Lord to these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you know I am the Lord. So I prophesied. Are you there? So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. See, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, sinews and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this land that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came to them, and they lived and stood upon their feet and became an exceeding great army. Amen. How did Nicodemus forget this clue? The wind comes and it blows where it wants. People have misinterpreted to me the wind can blow anyhow. Mm-mm. It blows where it wants. You might not see it. Just like you did not see God when you were getting born again. When they told you about Jesus, did you see him? Come on. You saw him? He wore pants with jeans? He used AirPods. If not, Jesus was around, he used AirPods. To listen to tapes. It's tapes. Hallelujah. That's how I like AirPods though. The wind blows where it wants. You don't see it. But you hear a sound. Say, that is how a man is born of the Spirit. What is the sound in Ezekiel? The word of God. Right? Come on. What is the sound in Ezekiel's prophecy? Say, hear you the word of the Lord. Abi? Alright, good. So, the word of God comes and a dry bone comes alive. The word of God comes and a dead man comes alive. Then Jesus tells Nicodemus, the flesh is flesh. But you have to be born of the Spirit. That is, you have to be born by the Word of God. You have to allow God's Word breathe into you. So what do we call born again? Born again means the Word of God now has an influence on you. Man shall not live by bread. Does that ring a bell? Man will live by what? Come on, shout it, Christians. Huh? He's not, I've heard people quote this, especially on campus, you know. As you're eating bread, say, give me beans now. Or give me butter. Say, why? Say, man shall not eat by bread alone. Someone was even eating bread and indomie. So say, Pastor, that's not bad. Abba. That's why your prophecy is not smooth. Or bread and okra. I pity you. Bread and okra. Jesus Christ. How can the word of God come out of your mouth? Hallelujah. What toothbrush are you using? I'm sorry, how did I get bread and okra? Man shall not live by bread alone. Moses was performing miracles. He was showing them God's hand. Then he says, man will not live by bread. He was giving them manna. Man will not live by bread. But we live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God alone. The bread is not the alone one. It's the word of God. That is, the word live is not what you do day to day. Say, I'm just living my life. No, it's to come alive. Zao. To come alive. The way a man will come alive is by the word of God. So what Ezekiel is saying now, Moses already said it. You will come alive by the word. Did Paul say the same thing? Yes. The just shall live by faith. They will come alive by faith. So faith in God's word is what makes us alive. I'm not talking about just breathing in and breathing out. There are people who are breathing and breathing out and they are not alive to God. Amen. But why do you think John 3:16 says, if you believe, you have eternal life? You know, normally you are saying, I have life now. I'm not dead. How can you say, I don't have life. See me now. I'm eating shawarma. I have life. No. A man comes alive. He starts living to God by faith. How many of you have had that faith? You have believed God's word. Let me see. Come on. Those are the bag. You don't have faith? You have eternal life. I live by the word. I'm alive. Hey. I'm alive. Hey. Even if everything, hey, you're alive. I'm alive. Check on more. I'm alive. I'm alive to God. I'm born again. I'm born of the word. I'm born of the spirit. So you see why John used wind for the spirit now. Ezekiel's prophecy. So immediately Jesus said that, he expected Nicodemus to say, I get it. Then the man said, how can these things be? And he said, wait, you gather people every Sunday to teach them. What are you teaching? Are you here? Are you here? Don't forget, we are looking at the outpouring of the spirit. We have not gotten there. We are just looking at the spirit and being born again. Amen. Okay. So, in Isaiah chapter 42, God declares that he's going to do a new thing for Israel. We are still exploring the cues Nicodemus ought to have had. The cues as a teacher of Israel that he ought to know that there will come a time when the spirit of man has to be born again. There will come a time when just being born of the flesh, the natural birth, is not enough. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's it. There is no sugarcoating it. There is no way you want to amplify it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. It might be a professor. It might be a teacher. It might be a doctor. It might be a consultant. It might be a pilot. It might be a senior advocate of Nigeria or of America or of Britain or India. But that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen? That which is born of the spirit. Ooh. Ooh. I love the way Jesus categorized things. Say you are not normal. That's what he's saying. Say you are not normal. Say that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But you see that which is born of the spirit. He said it's from God. That's why he called it being born again. Born from above. Say from above. Isaiah 42. So God is going to do a new thing. Look at verse 6. I, the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. And I will hold your hand, and I will keep you. I will give you for a covenant of the people, for a lot of Gentiles. Can we read verse 7 to verse 9 together? To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and to... I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you, he says, new things I declare. Isaiah 43 now. New things. Verse 16. I start on verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus hear the Lord, which make a way in the sea and paths in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and us, the army and the power. They shall lie together. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as stove. Remember you know the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. And now we shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He already did it. You remember he did it already. Eh? A way in the wilderness, is that Israel? Out of Egypt? Rivers in the desert, is that Israel? But he's saying, I will do it. As though he has not done it, because that was not the final show. He did that to show you what he was going to do in man. I will do a new thing. What is the new thing? The flesh who is flesh will now become spirit. The man who all about him is natural will now become a child of God. How will that happen? Whosoever believes in him. Don't forget, John already mentioned this in his prologue. In John 1, in verse 12. He already mentioned in his prologue as he was teaching. He said, but as many that received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that what? That go to church. Eh? Even to them that pray so much. Ah, he gave them power to become sons of God. To them that can prophesy. To them that know seven heavens, whatever that means. He gave them power to become of God. To them that can speak in tongues. To them that can pray for long. To them, eh? So who? How am I hearing only the front? From the back, who did he give power? I didn't hear you. Who did he give power? Oh, so who are the children of God? Are you? You. Eh? God knows your name. God knows your name. You are a child of God like this. Like this. Just me, what did you do? Just that. He didn't pay tithe. He just believed. Are you sure? That's all. Who did he give money? Tell me. He just became a child of God like that. Like that. Like that. He didn't give anybody money. So what did he believe exactly? Eh? Eh? Ah, something like that. But he said he just believed he did. Something he said. What did he believe? Abu Ali is president of Nigeria. You believe the word of God. And it caused a fresh breath on you. And now you are alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. It's heavy. I'm alive. I have eternal life. God's spirit dwells in me. So when Jesus was saying, those that are born of the spirit, they are spirit. He's talking about me. I don't come to church to God come and do head knowledge and just be shouting glory. I want to know what concerns me. Are you saying this verse concerns me? So I'm born again. That means, one thing I know about God is that he says what he means. And he means what he says. Amen? Amen. So if he says, I have eternal life, that means I have eternal life. Eternal life. Yeah. Jesus Christ. What is this you've done? I have eternal life. I'm born of God. It's heavy, what we are just saying like this, and we are shouting and we are leaping. It's heavy. We are going to evaluate it very well tomorrow. Because me, I want to get to the root of this one. Because if you know this one, it changes everything. It changes the way you fellowship with the Father. It changes the way you talk. It changes the way you preach. So you are saying that as Jesus is with the Father, we also now have that life. Wait. This statement was it shocks some people in the Bible. In that John 3, just quickly open there. I'm closing. In that John 3, it shocked them. In verse 22, after these things, Jesus and his disciples, they came to the land of Judea after he was done with Nicodemus. And they tarried, John 3, 22. They tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anion near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. And John was not yet cast into prison. Verse 25. Then arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John. You remember, Jesus already said, if you believe, you have eternal life. Those are murky statements. You don't argue with them. God himself said it. I don't care what you are saying. I care about what God has said. He said if a man believes, he has eternal life. I believe that one. Amen. Amen. But look at this one. So they came and they told John, they said, teacher, that person that was with you beyond Jordan, that you bore witness of, the one that you baptized, that one that came under you on your ministry, the same, he's also talking to people, and his men are coming to him. Verse 27. John answered and said something. A man receives nothing except it's given to him from heaven. You bore witness of myself that I said I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. Verse 29. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hear him, he is going to just rejoice greatly because the bridegroom voice, my joy is fulfilled. Can we read verse 30 and 31? He must increase, I must decrease. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. They were saying that, how is Jesus talking like this? And men are coming to him and he's teaching them. John said, you people don't understand what's going on. This one is born again. He said, he that is earth of the earth is earthly. Is that John 3:6? He that is born of the flesh is flesh. Huh? He that is earth is earthly. He said, but you see that man. You see that man. And everyone that will believe in him. You see that man and his children. You see that man and his people. You see that man and his nation. They are from heaven. They are above all. They are born of God. They have the seed of God. You know, there's a seed of God. That's what gave you life. Ezekiel said, God was setting up Ezekiel. And we are going to see it very well tomorrow. Because that's the issue of works and grace. Can these bones live? Ezekiel knew that it's not by by man. He said, you know. It's you that can do it. Amen? You know, some people, they try to work for these things. Some people feel, until I fast. How can I just be a child of God like that? We have to fast now. By the time I fast for 45 days and 45 nights, you know, I can't just do 40 days. Just do 40 days because he has advantage. Let me just do 45 days. Tell me. You know that? I'll do 45 days or 45 nights. But by then, I will study God's word. I will listen to like 25 pastors. Maybe an half. I might be the half, amen. You understand? At least 25 and a half pastors. By the time I'm done, God will accept me. Let me hear what Jesus has to say about it. That's it. If a man believes, say God loved the world. He gave his son. If you believe, you have eternal life. All my fasting, single. Jesus said, I don't know about that one, but do you believe? He says, if you believe, you become a child of God. John 1:12. A child of God means the seed of God is now in you. You are now born of the Spirit. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Is spirit. We are going to evaluate that text very well during these meetings. Because I believe we are punching below our weight. There's so much more the man in Christ can do. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The things he can do, they are above. They are heavenly. They are heavenly. They are heavenly. He's a child of God. You know, Jesus did it all. Amen. Amen. Pray for my disciples. He finished the works. You didn't beg him to die. The man died. You didn't even beg him to come. You didn't even beg him to become a man. God became a man. Amen. He became a man. He healed the sick. He walked on the shores of Galilee. When it was time, he laid himself down to die. They wanted to kill him. He said, you people. He said, you are not enough. He said, I put my life down. He said, do you think I cannot call my angels? Do you think if I speak, the trees will not respond? Do you think if I speak, the stones will not rise? He said, but this is your hour, the power of darkness. Do what you have to do fast. They took him. They mocked him. They nailed him to the cross. He said, do your thing. He said, do your thing. There is a people I have in mind. There are some people I have in mind. There are some people I have in mind. Kill this flesh now. Destroy this temple now. I will raise it in 3 days. They were nailing him. He was shouting. The devil was saying, aha, we got him. The devil said, below the Lamb of God. Yeah, 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 yeah. He just said, do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. They nailed him to the cross. They pierced his hands. As if that was not enough. They took a spear. They said, this one must die. They pierced his side. David said, blood and water gushed out. That confirms your death. He said, Father, unto your hand I come in my spirit. Ah! He was cooking something. Hey! This man has something in mind. I will do a new thing. He said, now will it spring forth. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. Man cannot fathom it. That God will become a man. Die for man. Arise to see men and now dwell inside them. Now we prolong his days. Now we prolong his days. He's alive. Hallelujah. Like those dry bones. He says they grew together and they became a mighty army. No. Part of that army. This man died. He thought that was the end. This is the gospel. This is God's plan from the beginning of the world. He told the serpent. I don't think this is the end. The movie just began. You will bruise his heel. He says, you know what? I will crush your head. I will crush your head. He told the serpent, this is not the end. Film Shashet Beren. Hallelujah. While that was cooking, while that one was marinating, Moses was healing the sick. He was disgracing the gods of Egypt. That's God walking. As authority of the Spirit. We're going to look at all of that. He was disgracing the gods of Egypt. Up and down. Goliath was falling down. That gun was falling down. While God was cooking. So they took him. Nicodemus and Joseph. They took his body. They buried him with the rich.
The devil said, now we have done everything. No man can be saved again. What am I hearing about, he will bruise his heel. He will touch his head. What am I hearing about all of that? We have killed him. The case is settled. The other influence, he told the woman, go and put perfume on his body. That's the devil talking. Because the angel rebuked them. Say, go and put perfume on his body. That cannot be the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God knew he was not dead. So that information was not by the Spirit. So go and put perfume on his body. Then they came to the grave. With perfume. For who? For who? He said, well, we came to spray. Spray who? You know, Jesus had all of this in mind when he was saying John 3:16. He said, whosoever believes in him, he cannot perish. What I want to do, what we have in plan, sin cannot conquer it. Satan cannot conquer it. It's beyond what Satan can fathom. A mighty nation will come out. A holy nation. A peculiar people. A people born of God. A people that can rise up and say, darkness, get out. A people that can say, devil, what are you doing here? A people that can say, blind man, see. A people that can raise the dead. A people that can know things about the Spirit. He was cooking all of that. They came to the grave. They came to the grave. Say, we came to spray his body. You know what the angel said? Why are you looking for the living? Maybe you don't understand it. Listen to it. The devil has planned everything. I can imagine what the devil was thinking as he was saying it. Say, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Ezekiel's prophecy is in full force. That dry bone has come alive. You know what? Jesus did not just wake up and give us eternal life. He died and he showed the workings. Amen? You know what he said? When he said, your answer is two. Show workings. He showed workings. From Genesis. From Genesis. He was showing workings. He was showing workings. He told Ezekiel, write this one down. Because there will be a time, they'll be looking for dead bones. They'll be looking for dead bones. But tell them, the wind blows where it wants. So is every man born of the Spirit. Men and brethren, let me tell you. The day you said yes to Jesus, your spirit became alive. I want this to soak in. It's not just about shouting. Are you listening to me? Let it soak in. Nothing may change in your body. Your complexion may not grow lighter or darker. Your best food may not change. Your best color may not change. But that is flesh. Something changed forever that the devil cannot fathom. Something changed forever. Something changed forever. Your spirit became one with the Spirit of God. We'll see tomorrow. So don't be saying, hey, that thing was just telling me. No. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God. And you can give it more expression. You can. It says, God so loved you. He gave his son. That whosoever. I love that whosoever. Male, female. Poor, rich. Educated. Or not. Africa, Asia. America. Antarctica. Australia. In the wilderness of Sudan. In the cold of Russia. In the polar regions of the world. In the hottest parts of the earth. In the parts close to the seas and the parts far from it. From the farthest star to the deepest mineral. Whosoever believes in him. Jesus is telling you what he means. He said they will never perish. You can take it to the bank. You can take it to the bank. They will never perish. Says they have eternal life. Nicodemus said, I don't understand it. I'm trying to find out. I believe you. Me, I believe. I'm not like every other Pharisee. I believe I'm here. But nothing is changing. No, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Stop looking at the flesh. Sometimes you're looking at the things that you used to do. Say, but my character has not changed. Pastor, there is this something, there is this addiction. I used to do it. We need to involve your spirit. Amen. We'll see as we go on. From tomorrow morning. Till the evening. how a man is born of the Spirit. It looks simple, but it's the greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle. And guess what? Jesus did it. Like I said earlier, and he showed workings. The devil cannot argue it. Sin cannot argue it. The grave cannot argue. The grave saw him, and suddenly he didn't see him again. He cannot argue that he was not there. He was there. He was there. He cannot argue. He cannot say, he never came here. He never defeated the grave. 3 days he was with you. What did you do? Paul says, grave, death, where's your sting? Death, is this all you can do? Take a man, take his breath, and he's still communing with God in the grave. Is this all you can? That's why Paul will say, when a man goes, a believer, say, he goes to sleep. Say, don't bother yourself. Death has no sting. Amen? It has no what? It's like throwing the cover of a Bible on you. It cannot hurt me. Say, death, is this all you can do? Yes, I will hurt you. I will take away your mom. In this place, we live forever. You might not understand now. That's why we pray before every session. God, open my eyes to see what you have done. Because the truth is, the flesh cannot see it. It was cooked by the Spirit. That's a new game. It was what? He was cooked by this. God tasted him. He said it was the first begotten from the dead. He tasted it. Done. It is finished. Oh, I'm there. Born again. I am born again. I'm born again. I'm born again. Hear your word, oh spirit of darkness. The dark has nothing on me. I am born of the Spirit of God. His life is at work in me. His word is at work in me. I have the seed of God. I have the seed of God. I'm a child of God. In those hands, I'm blessed the Father. Bless his name. Give him praise.